I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. We're going to start off today with the sounds of Memorial Day. Okay, it's not a cookout, but this is a regular Memorial Day observance for this group of veterans. Every year for the past 27 years, thousands of them have descended on Washington on the Sunday before Memorial Day for the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Rally. Artie Moeller is a Vietnam vet, and he rides his 1992 Harley-Davidson Lowrider from New Jersey to D.C. every year for the rally. Today is a quieter observance at the Vietnam Memorial.
Well, first we come down to the wall. We pay respect to a lot of our brothers that we have lost. A lot of us made it back, and a lot of those that were serving with us didn't. And I have a lot of brothers on the wall, and I like to come to the wall, say a few prayers, and pay respect to those that didn't make it back here.
How many veterans are with you this weekend participating in the Rolling Thunder Rally?
Well, I'm not sure about veterans, but I'd say we had darn near close of a million veterans and our supporters here, if not more. I mean, there was hundreds of thousands of people from on the other side of the Memorial Bridge outside of Washington, across the Memorial Bridge, all the way down Constitution Avenue, down Independence Avenue. Everybody was around the wall. It brings tears to the eyes. You ride in this.
And I know you say you lost a lot of brothers in Vietnam. Is there a particular name you go to see each year when you go to the Vietnam Memorial?
I go to see a guy that was killed. He was from Tennessee. I go to see our captain that is also on the wall. And in between them, there are a lot of our guys that were killed in the other companies attached to us.
So it's a pretty important day for you.
Yeah, it is. I'm lucky. I made it home alive. We all have problems, but we did what we had to do. We served our country. Our government asked us to fight a war. We fought it, and most of us would probably go back again if we were younger and do it again if we had to.
You're at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., but there are motorcycle rallies for wounded veterans all across the country. What's the idea behind this show of force on motorcycles, the Rolling Thunder Rally?
First of all, it's a demonstration. We did a motorcycle rally in the beginning, and we also did a march. And after 3 years, we decided to drop the march and just do the motorcycle rally because it drew more attention. You get thousands or hundreds of thousands of motorcycles in one area, and everybody says, why are they there? That's the message we got out to them. We're here because almost 90,000 Americans that have never been accounted for World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam. We did bring everybody home from the Iraq War. Right now we have Sergeant Bowie Bergall. He is in Afghanistan. He's been captured for 5 years. We're here because our government forgot, after all past wars, that they left live Americans behind and did nothing about it.
Is it frustrating for you at all that this day, Memorial Day, is, you know, not really thought of much?
Most Americans think Memorial Day is, well, we can go to the store and get something on sale, or we can have a barbecue in the yard or go down the shore and go swimming. But it would be nice if all the Americans in this country would think about, just for a little bit, each Memorial Day, why we have Memorial Day, that so many sacrificed their lives through all past wars. This is not just Vietnam. We're fighting for all of it. I mean, in all the years since we've been doing this, 27 years, the United States government recovered and buried in our country, the United States of America, 1,151 remains. Identify them and bury them honorably.
Artie Moeller, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
God bless the United States.
Artie Moeller there speaking with me from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C.